I'm here joined with head softball coach Katie Larson, and coach, the season's right around the corner. Very exciting time for you guys. Talk to us just a little bit about your returners and what role you expect them to play this season.
We're looking for our returners to just be those leaders on the field. A lot of them got quite a bit of playing time last year and expected the same thing this year. So, you know, Yasmin Nix was a big force in the circle for us last year, really looking for her to expand upon what she did last year and just really kind of lead the conference. As a pitcher, there's not a lot of sophomore pitchers back this year, so really looking for her to not only lead on our team, but just the entire conference. Casey Salazar had a great year for us last year at short too, big numbers offensively. So just looking for those two girls to really improve upon those to kind of take the team to the next level.
Very cool. It'll be good to see them in action this spring. What talk to us about your freshman class, you know, what you expect out of those kids and what you're looking for out of them.
I absolutely love my freshman class. They're very dynamic. A lot of them play multiple positions, as well as we have quite a bit of speed and a lot of versatility on the offensive side as well. So we'll have a lot more bunting, a lot of hit and runs, a lot of stolen bases, just stealing extra bases from defenses. And then defensively, like I said, they can just move in a lot of different places. In the pitching circle, we really built a staff. So all of them have different qualities or unique characteristics that make them an effective pitcher. So really looking to use that staff to, you know, keep batters off balance on other teams and stuff like that. So really excited about them. They have a ton of energy. They're definitely ready to get out in the dirt and play. So we're looking at them to lift that energy as a team as well.
What talk to us about the upcoming season. What are some goals you guys have talked about? What are you guys looking to accomplish this season?
Really looking to just continue to build. This program has been through a lot, and since taking over, it's had its ups, but we really want to get to the top and stay there instead of having those roller coaster years. So definitely looking to build upon that and just get a little better every single year. Really looking to compete with those top teams like Kirkwood and DMAC and stealing some games from them. And, you know, national tournament is something we look for every single year, and it's no exception this year. So that's kind of the goal.
Well, talk to us about the season, you know, when you guys open up, and then obviously we got a lot of snow still on the ground here, but when we can see the Lakers in action here in town.
So we actually will play our first games down in Florida coming up here over spring break. We'll play 12 games down there. So really excited to finally get on some dirt. We were supposed to play this last weekend, but obviously Mother Nature had different plans. So really looking to see what we have there. Then when we come back, we'll go and we'll play a couple D1 JUCOs on the road before we open up at home the last weekend in March. God willing that the weather permits and we can, but I've heard it's supposed to be highs of 50s at the end of March. So we're really hoping to play at home against Ellsworth and Nyack the last weekend.
Okay, awesome. And what talk to us about conference and what you guys expect to see. I know it's a really tough conference, and what are you expecting this year?
I think the conference will definitely be different this year. We have a couple different coaches that have left us and come in. So I think it's kind of really up in the air this year, which is probably more than other years. So I think that's why our goals are set so high. Kirkwood, DMAC are always competitive. Nyack's done a great job the last couple years really building his program. Iowa Central, they've always been consistent. SWIC has a new coach, as well as Ellsworth. Almost forgot about my sister. That'd been kind of sad. But they definitely have new coaches as well. So I think it's going to be a little bit more even keeled, and kind of who comes out to play that day is going to take the win.
Well, great. Well, it'll be good to see the Lakers in action this spring, and best of luck, coach.
Thank you so much.